Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. The holidays are upon us, so it's time to be ready for the annual increase in traffic and sales. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. And he's here now with seven strategies. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Or we could call them the seven dwarf strategies for picking up your holiday sales.
That is a short joke.
No, it's actually a seven dwarfs joke.
Oh, okay.
Why, are you short? Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Oh, but you're so quick to take offense. I love you. John.
Oh, gosh. Leave her alone, Griff. Don't pick on her.
Yeah, I know. I pay for it later, trust me.
You're the one who called me a queen bee, John.
Oh, well, you're definitely a queen bee.
Yeah, you got that right.
Own
it. Are you kidding?
Would you call a male CEO of a company a queen bee?
Well, if it were me. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm a male CEO, so yes.
And I would, because I can get away with anything.
That's right.
And it's only because I'm 60 now. You know that. Lee, when you're 60 and older, you get away with stuff. People say, oh, he's a senior. Isn't he cute?
Isn't he precious?
So, John, enough about us. What about you? What's your first strategy for kicking it up a notch in the holiday season?
Get it right the first time, man. You only get one chance to make a good first impression with your customer. And a lot of times during this time of the year, people are going to shop with you for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. So you want to get it right, because if you handle everything in this transaction right, you can be able to keep that customer long term. So do it right the first time.
Okay, number one is get it right the first time. What's your second strategy?
Number two is think about ways to begin bundling some product. Even if that's not a strategy you use, you know, ongoing throughout the year, during this time of the year, it can be used to really entice buyers into specials. You can make certain bundles that are for limited time, you know, and that really gets people to jump in and buy. And when you make a good bundled deal and it looks really good, sometimes you can throw things into a deal and make it a bundle that really don't cost you a whole lot. But when you put them inside with other things, you can really amp up your average sale price. So think about ways to bundle products that make sense.
I missed a real opportunity. I wish we had had that. I just didn't even think about it. I sold three eBay logo scarves. I should have put one of my eBay pins in with each one. Or
there
a special pin from, I should have done that.
And that pin doesn't cost you a whole lot, but then it adds value to the scarf.
That's right. You got it.
Booyah.
So what's your third strategy?
Number three, review last year's details that you have on file. And I'm going back to the last time, or the first time I was on this year, where I told everybody, look, you're just out of Christmas. Write down all the things and all the notes. So those kind of notes that we said to take, now is the time to pull them out and start reviewing them if you haven't already. So review all of last year's details that you have on file, and also go out to your eBay records online and start looking at last year's sales history if you can go back that far.
And what would you be looking for?
You would be looking for when things started to sell, one of those trends. It's like, when are people starting to start jumping into the sales? And then try to get in front of that to get people enticed to buying earlier. Okay, so that's one of the things. You want to look at the average sale price. You want to look at the volume of things, you know, that people are buying, so that you can make sure your inventory stocks are right and your things are ordered. You don't run out. Because when we run out at Christmas time, we run out and we lose money. So those are just a few of the things you want to be just reviewing.
Okay, that sounds good. What's your next strategy? And I know you have a lot.
That's number four.
But you want to get the important dates ready. So we know when Black Friday is. We know Cyber Monday, Green Monday, all of those dates. You want to start putting them into your calendar and getting your rolling schedule ready so that you know what's coming up. And then you know how to, you know, do some advertising and some special promotions around those dates. And you want to be in front of that. You don't want to be, you know, one day away from Black Friday and be like, oh, I need to make some kind of sale. No, you want to have that already in the can. So you want to know when the dates are, what day you're going to start running your promotions? What are some of the newsletters you might put out prior to that day? All of those things to tie it in together. And, you know, we're talking about how to amp up your sales. And these little things put together can really make a difference.
We're talking with Titanium Power Seller, third power outlet, John Lawson, who's CEO of Colder Ice Media and Queen Bee of Colder Ice Media.
There you go.
What's your fifth strategy? He said that on Facebook. I swear to God, he did.
Yeah. Okay, make your listings and your store easy to shop for gift buyers. That's a real big one that a lot of people don't do. Is like right now you got people that are just on there, maybe just because they found the gift that they want and they've never really shopped with you or on the platform before. How can you reduce the confusion in your listings? Simplify the text, shorten all those sentences and paragraphs, and start using bullet points for those who are browsers. So you want to have your text, but you also want to have those bullet points, because some people, like me, all I'll read is the bullet points.
Me too.
So
you want to be ready for those kind of people and keep the most important stuff at the top. So, and if you haven't already, I don't want to see any of your policies, people, on your description. Your policies need to be on your policy pages, where it talks about the shipping and the handling. That's where the policies need to be. Do not clutter up the listing information with your policies. Put that in the right place.
Well, so are you saying we shouldn't talk about those in our description? I always have a brief, you know, reminder in my description.
I mean, you know what? Here's the deal, all right? Where were you at today? Today, last year, 30% of the people started looking at product on a mobile. I believe it's going to be like 50% are going to be on mobile.
Yeah.
And trust me, when you're on that mobile device, guys, and where eBay puts those tabs at for people to get to, that's where they expect to see that type of information. So it makes it really easy to navigate with your thumb, right? And that's what people are doing now. So that's why I say this.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Well, that makes sense. What's your sixth strategy?
Stuff the box.
Stuff the box.
Stuff the box, man.
Okay,
that's
like this
one.
That's
a great way to get them to come back, you know? Stick a flyer in there. Stick an offering in there. Make it something they can't refuse. Put it inside the box. And I see so many people like, here's really funny to me, is like all these people will put these, ask for, you know, five-star feedback in a box. Why don't you ask me to buy from you again?
It does make
sense. Or if there's any way I can serve you in the future.
Yeah.
It is.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the last impression that people are going to get from your company. So when they open their box, surprise them, wow them, make them want to do business with you again. And you can even, you know, well, the next one we talk about making things personal. But, you know, offering them a good special for them being, you know, or purchasing from you really shows that you value your customer.
Yeah, it's true. It's so much. And so, you know, I was thinking you should run sales, right? Use Promotion Manager, and you can go to your offer page and print that out and stick it in the box, and that would help.
Perfectly. Yeah. Yes, do it.
It's funny how people don't do this. I can't tell you how many boxes, John, I buy a lot on eBay, and there's a boring packing slip, and I'm thinking, you can entice me to buy more, and when they do, I tend to buy more. So John's right about that. Yeah,
you have not, because you asked. And here's the funny thing: we always talk about, well, people never read our ads. Yeah, they don't, but I guarantee you, they will look at whatever you put in that box. They always will look.
Yeah, they will. So that's a great one. That's my favorite. I like that one more than anything.
So what's your seventh?
Well, the last one was make it personal. You know? I mean, how many of us buy from that other platform and it's so impersonal? You know? There's nothing about the transaction that's personal. It's totally a bunch of faceless confirmation emails and all of that kind of stuff. For you guys, for us, it's an opportunity to totally differentiate ourselves from everybody else. Any way that you can personalize the experience makes people remember you and they feel special. So if you want to write some notes in some of the packages, do that. You don't have to do it on every package. You know, oh, I got thousands of packages. Fantastic. Do it on 10 of them a day. You know, I don't care. But what happens is when you personalize it, it makes it fun, and people will remember that experience.
So let's go down the list. Number one, get it right the first time. Number two, think about bundling stuff.
Bundling, yes.
Number three, review last year's details. Number four, look at your calendar for promo dates. Number five, make listings easy for gift buyers. And number six is stuff the box. Put in flyers and offerings and things of that sort. And number seven...
Candy. Put candy in,
is too. Make it personal.
Make it personal.
Yay!
Stuff it with candy. Stuff it with coupons. Give me a gift card.
You know, I'm looking on our eBay Radio event calendar.
Yeah.
That's online.
Yeah.
And I swear, I think there is a there's an event coming up that's not on our calendar.
What is it?
I don't know.
John, do you have any events?
Oh.
And why isn't it on our calendar, big boy?
Come on, quicker with the update,
John. You need to send it in. You need to submit it for our calendar, so I could have been talking about it already.
Okay, so I will take the brunt of all of this, and here's what I'm going to do. Look,
yes.
Thursday and Friday, if
yes.
you're in the Atlanta area, or you can get here, you can be my guest at Ice Retailer, which is a two-day business event for e-commerce merchants.
Perfect.
Come on up.
Okay, what you need to do is you need to submit it to us today so we can at least put it on the calendar, honey.
I'll do it.
You got to be careful, John. She'll get you. She'll get you. She's sneaky that way. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Up next, your calls, 888-723-4630. Pick it up, call us. We'll take your call right here on eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.